bottom of the sixth inning. And for Regal, Blake Karsh will lead it off. He'll be followed by Nathan Beyer and Jordan Wozniak. 2-0 Regal leads. Matt Imdick so far has struck out one, walked two, and given up the 7 hits and 2 runs. His runs earned right now as Karsh will take a little bit low, ball one. Karsh puts down a beauty of a bunt down the third baseline. He's going to beat this out. Blake Karsh with a drag bunt single.
Perfectly placed bunt there by Blake Karsh. There was nobody was going to get him. I think even if you feel it at bare hand, I don't think he had a chance at him.
That will bring Nathan Beyer to the plate. Nathan Beyer, Don, for years was known as a great bunter and probably still has those skills. Matt Imdick on the mound. Nathan Beyer shows bunt, and he puts it down again. Another nice bunt. Throw to first by Matt Imdick, who popped off the mound. 1-3 on the put-up.
There's a very good example of it right there. He squared himself out, gave himself up, put the bunt down the third baseline perfectly.
Yep.
That's the way you do it.
This is Jordan Wozniak. One out. Now Blake Karsh, the base runner, over at second. Wozniak today, 2 fly balls to Trevor Sawyer out in center field. Chops this one foul at the plate, and the count 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Matt Imdick looks back to second, and his pitch, Wozniak chops it foul again, and the count 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes.
I don't know much about this Wozniak, but it looks like he's got a little pop at the bat, doesn't he?
He does. Now time being called. Brandon Sawyer wants to have a word with Matt Imdick. I don't know if they felt maybe that the base runner, Karsh, was picking off the signs. 0-2 the count. And here's a pop-up. We're on the third base side. Back a little bit is Jordan Klapak to make the catch for the out. Been a lot of pop-up.
Yes, there has.
Infield.
Yes, there has. This game.
Bring Josh Beyer to the plate. Josh is swinging a hot bat. He's 2-for-2. 2-for-2 today with Blake Karsh at second base in scoring position. That Imdick's pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. Region 15 seat baseball action on KASN. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Brought to you by Trapper's Pub and Grub, the Greenwall Pub, Al Rosengreen and Bead, a pickoff move, and cars back safely. Other Region 15C sponsors, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pep's Fork of Spring Hill, Painesville Chevrolet Buick, the State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Chopper by Beyer, slowly to second. Will they get there? Here's the toss. No. Can't be held by first baseman Meyer. The throw home. Safe is Blake Karsh as he slides by Brandon Sawyer. And so the Regal Eagles able to score Karsh from second base on a little squibber over to second.
He holds on to that. First, I think they have a chance to get him, don't they?
I agree. Yeah, well, that was just such a slowly hit ball. And coming in with Tanner Klopak, and when he got to it, he had to flip it so fast to Colton Meyer, and Colton couldn't hang on to it.
Probably didn't see it. Blake Karsh, very aggressive base running. Tim Beyer sending him.
Gave him a hit on the play. Here's Matt Imdick's throw to first, and Josh Beyer back safely. So Josh with a 3-hit day. Karsh scores, making it 3-0 Regal. It's a little bit low for a ball to Austin Campson and 1-0. Ecker Feed Service bringing us baseball today. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, New Munich Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Frankie's Liquor of Richmond bringing us our baseball today. There's a strike call to Campson. One ball, one strike. Fire goes. Here's Sawyer's throw to second, and Papa can't hang on to it at second. Ball was there, and sliding in safely is Josh Beyer. Papa just couldn't grab the baseball, put the tag down. So stolen base for Josh Beyer puts him in scoring position with two outs. Now they have given Meyer Grove two errors up on the scoreboard. Okay, take that hit away from Beyer. Looks like they might have. I don't know where the second error would have come in. Ball. There's a strike three called. Austin Campson gets caught looking. That's going to do it for Regal here in the sixth inning. We'll get things all ironed out here after we come back. But for Regal, they pick up a run on two hits. They're saying one run, one hit, two errors, and one man left on base. So after six innings, it's Regal 3. And Meyer Grove nothing. All right, we'll be back in a minute here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you as we go to the top of the seventh inning. 3-0, Regal with the lead. And leading it off here, top of the lineup, Tanner Klopach. Tanner rips it by Nathan Meyer. Jordan Beyer picks it up at deep short, and I believe it'll be Meyer Grove's first hit of the day. Oh, a flash in air.
Wow.
Nathan Meyer laid out there. Top scoring, yeah. Wow.
The last inning, the first baseman ran on that play, got an error. And the catcher got an error for dropping it.
Oh, that bounced to home plate.
Well, like you said, it's tough scoring here.
Wow. So an error on Nathan Meyer on that play. Here at the plate, Trevor Sawyer. Chris Beyer on the mound, delivers. Sawyer takes inside for a ball. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. One won the count. There's a foul backing out of play by Trevor Sawyer.
Yeah, I didn't know. Did the catcher have the ball that last inning? Or
no, it just
didn't. Did he have it for a second at all?
Bounced by him.
Yeah.
Bang, sure. Bang play. One ball, two strikes to Trevor Sawyer. The lob over to first. Back safely is Tanner Klopach. Chris Beyer on the mound, pitching here in the seventh inning to Trevor Sawyer. The 1-2 pitch, Trevor pops this one up at short. Jordan Beyer back on the grass will make the catch for the out.
You're right, there is a lot of pop-ups. On the third baseline, shortstop, second baseman.
By the catcher today.
Yes.
Here comes Colton Meyer to the plate with a runner on first and one out. Tanner Klopach still the base runner. Chris Beyer throws to first and Klopach back safely. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Regal. No runs, no hits, two errors for Meyer Grove. It's a little inside to Colton Meyer, and the count now 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Colton Meyer drills this to center field. Standing over a little bit and making the catch out there in center field. It's Austin Campson for out number two.
Wind is switching just a little bit here now, and he is blowing more towards center field.
And to the plate, it'll be Alex Welly.
Felt it coming in here before the wind. Now we don't
feel
anything, do we?
Two outs, one on for Meyer Grove. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Alex Welly so far today, 0-2. Nathan Beyer holding Klopak over at first with two outs. The 1-0, nope. Chris Beyer will throw to first and back safely is Tanner Klopak. One ball, no strikes. Throw to first again. Klopak back safely.
A little activity in the Meyer Grove bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Klopak.
Here's a shot to third. Nathan Meyer fields the one hopper. Cross the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Meyer Grove here in the seventh. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one left on base. 6.5. It's Regal 3. Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN. All right, Shane Rademacher will lead it off here for Regal in the seventh inning. They lead 3-0 over Meyer Grove. 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Regal. No runs, no hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Matt Imdick has gone the distance so far. Shane Rademacher takes the first pitch, pops it up over by the third base dugout in foul territory. There's Jordan Klopak to make the catch for the out. Another pop-up done.
Yes, it is. One pitch.
Jordan Beyer.
That's a pitcher you like that.
Step up to the plate. Get Dick's pitch, and there's a strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Pitch missing outside, and the count, 1-1. One won the count. Jordan Beyer laces this to center field. Trevor Sawyer will play it on one hop. Jordan Beyer gets a one-out single.
Hit the ball hard, don't they, Randy?
Oh, man, they do.
Matt Emdick, Emdick's a good pitcher out there, and Reels
very aggressive at the plate today. Picking up their ninth hit.
Yes, they are.
And here's Nathan Meyer. Nathan having a good day, 2-for-3. Had a solo home run, and this one he drives to center field. Trevor Sawyer is camped. He'll make the catch for the out. And two down. Nathan Meyer out on a fly ball. And cleanup hitter Chris Beyer will bat. Chris had a RBI, or actually had a double in the first. Walk in the third, and then a fly ball to center field in the fifth inning. Bats here in the seventh. Two outs, one on. Chris Beyer takes that first pitch for a strike called, 0-1. Well, it's one strike to count. It's a little bit low, and the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Matt Imdick from the stretch delivers. Going on the play is Fire, and he's going to steal second easily as that pitch was inside, and Brandon Sawyer had to just about turn his whole body to make a decent
throw. Chris Spire was close to him there, but yeah, he was out of his way. So now, kind of made it a little hard for him to see where he was going with it. So Jordan Byron in scoring position out at second base. Here's Chris Spire knocking it foul at the plate. And the count at 2-2 to Jordan Byron. On deck, it's Blake Karsh. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Imdick ready. Byron takes a little bit low, and the count's going to be full here at 3-2. 3-2 now, our count. And Imdick ready. The breaking ball high. Ball four, and Chris Byron will walk for the second time today. And that's going to draw Doug Meyer out of the dugout for Meyer Grove. Pitching visit here by Doug Meyer. Back into Matt Imdick on the mound. The infield will come in here. Got a Ben Quapaggi warming up before here, previous inning. 3-0 our score. Regal leading here in the seventh. Earlier today, it was El Rosa over Farming, 2-1 in a pretty good pitcher's duel between Ethan Vogt and Brad Mergen. Last night, Richmond beat Atwater, 8-4. And it was New London Spicer over Dominick, 6-2. Matt Imdick ready to face Blake Karsh. And the pitch outside of ball to Blake, 1-0. Struggling a little bit here to find a plate here to last inning. Gets himself in a little trouble here with two outs. Fouled back and out of play by Blake Karsh. Blake played his high school baseball here at the Painesville baseball field. Nathan Meyer, I believe, also played here. One ball, one strike. Another pickoff move, and back safely is Jordan Byer.
We've seen a few of those.
We have. Matt Imdick's got a real quick spin-around move. Here's a foul by Blake Karsh. Oh, I can see where that ball could probably squirt through, Don.
That
netting there. The very top of it hits the roof, and then it comes over the net yet.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Didn't even flinch on that one.
No. The count to Blake Karsh, 1-2. Jordan Byer takes his lead at second. And Imdick's pitch. Ooh, that's going to hit Karsh in the foot. He's going to go to first. So, Blake Karsh ends up on first here, and you're going to see a new hitter. No, this is Nathan Byer. Okay.
Still Nathan, yes.
Nathan Byer.
That looked like his foot was. And Blake Karsh, it looked kind of different, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, they got him on that foot.
And for whatever reason, we got time. Matt Imdick stepped up pitching rubber.
Jacob Imdick and Ben Quapaggi are taking a little jog out to left field. It loosened up.
Nathan Byer at the plate. Nathan, so far today, is 0-1. He's had a walk, a sacrifice bunt. He popped up to the shortstop. There's a strike call to Nathan Byer and the count, one ball, one strike. One the count.
It left a big hole for him over by the shortstop area there.
Here's Byer.
He was going.
Drives it to left field. Getting to it and making the catch is Andrew Welly out in left field, and that'll do it for Regal. Here in the seventh, no runs, one hit. No errors, and three left on. After 7 innings, it's Regal 3 and Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up
in 1 minute. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Take our way to the eighth inning this afternoon here on KASM. Game number two, Meyer Grove and Regal. And Regal has the upper hand right now, leading 3-0 over Meyer Grove. Top of the eighth inning, and for the Grovers, it's Andrew Welly, Jaron Klopach, and Anthony Welly facing right-hander Chris Beyer. The first pitch, a strike. Pitch a little bit low, says the home plate umpire, and one ball, one strike. What has Andrew Welly done today? A couple ground balls, short and third. Pitch upstairs there, and the count, two balls, one strike. He won the count. Chris Beyer delivers inside and 3-1. Chris Beyer has struck out four, has not walked a man so far, and there's a strike call to count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Beyer's pitch. Well, he rips this one foul down the third baseline. And the count still at 3-2. The pitch from Beyer, down and away. That's ball four, his first walk of the day. And for Meyer Grove, their second base runner. Tanner Klopach reached on an error last inning. To the plate, Jaron Klopach, the shortstop. And Chris Beyer delivers. Strike called, 0-1.
You can't count this Meyer Grove squad out here. They got some explosive offense here. They get started once. Get some base runners. They got speed. That's a good talent on this team.
They could hit the ball, you bet. There's Klopach, a foul back and out of play.
Just not getting real good swings off of Chris Beyer here.
St. Martin, New London, Spicer. That'll be the game to follow this today. It'll be our third game of the day. Jaron Klopach digs in the batter's box. Chris Beyer delivers, and Jaron lifts this one down the right field line into the corner. On his way to third is Andrew Welly. Jaron Klopach goes into second, and he is thrown out at second, trying to stretch it into a double. Wow.
Boy, that's the tying run there. That, to get that down in that corner, you keep him at first base with that speed. I don't know if that was a good idea.
So nice relay from the right fielder for Regal. Blake Karsh gets it in, and they tag out Jaron Klopach at second. One out. And at the plate, Anthony Welly. In the first pitch to Anthony, a strike called, 0-1.
Was Meyer Grove's first hit of the afternoon?
It was. 0-1 the count. Pitches high and tight, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
That would look good on you, getting hit by that. Well, I don't know, Randy, huh?
No.
Never a good idea to get hit by a pitch.
No. Pitch a little bit high to Anthony Welly, and 2-1. Welly, a ground ball to first, knocked down by Nathan Beyer. He flips to Chris Beyer, scoring on the play. Is Andrew Welly, and it's now 3-1.
Hindsight here right now, I think with that ground ball, you'd have had a tying run at second base because I don't think they would have turned that.
Three to one, our score. And to the plate, Brandon Sawyer, the catcher. 2 outs, and the pitcher called strike to Brandon Sawyer. On deck, it's Jordan Klopach. Chris Beyer's pitch. Low for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And with five games today, a lot of fans will be coming and going. There's a base hit by Brandon Sawyer. As they're getting to Chris Beyer here in the eighth inning. One run in. Now the infield having a word with Chris Beyer. Catcher Dangerud goes out. Nathan Beyer talking to Chris Beyer. And here comes Jordan Klopach to the plate.
That's a nice move. You got a veteran player in the infield like Nathan Beyer. He can save a trip from the manager going out there. Go out there, settle your pitcher down.
And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Three to one, our score. Regal leading Meyer Grove, top of the eighth inning, and this one popped up foul, back and out of play. And the count 0-2 to Jordan Klopach. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. Chris Beyer kicks and delivers, high for a ball. And now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Brandon Sawyer takes the lead at first. And the pitch high, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. To the count, Beyer sets out of the stretch. Curveball, swing and a miss, strike three. Klopach out on strikes, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove here in the eighth inning. They come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on base. Seven and a half innings, it's Regal 3, Meyer Grove 1. More Region Baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN. Okay, welcome back to the bottom of the eighth inning we go. Looks like a pitching change for Meyer Grove, but Don.
Now pitching will be number 24, Colton Meyer. He'll move from first base over, and number 3 will be over at first base now, Kyle Marthaler.
So Marthaler now at first. Colton Meyer pitching, so Matt Imdick comes out.
Yes, he does.
And I would say Marthaler will just go in that and DH for a spot. It's,
looks like it.
And Blake Karsh at the plate. No, actually, make it Wozmik at the plate. Jordan Wozmik, the BH today, 0 for 3. First pitch ball, there's a strike called, and 1-1. Wozmik, Josh Beyer, and Austin Campson, the scheduled hitters against Colton Meyer. Here in the inning, curveball, Wozmik pops this one up, giving chase, and this one's going to land foul right here on the fan section by the umbrellas, and the count 1-2 to Wozmik. One ball, two strikes. They kick the pitch. And, wow, just missing is Cole Meyer on that pitch. The count, two balls, two strikes. Another curveball, Wozmik on the ground. The second, Klopach up with it, over to first, and a 4-3 foot out. Play by Tanner Klopach over at second. There's Josh Beyer. Josh Beyer so far today, 2 for 3. Is involved in that strange play where the official scorer gave two errors on the play, one to the first baseman and one to the catcher. Regal scored their third run. Fire a drive to left field, filling that left center field gap and making the catch for out number two is Andrew Welly.
It looked like he hardly swung at that ball there.
I know.
Very deep to left field.
Surprise jump.
Just surprised me that ball went that far.
Very weak swing. Austin Campson to the plate. And the pitch to Austin, a swing and a miss. Strike one.
Still got number 29, Ben Klopagy, warming up.
0-1 the count. Campson will take a strike call, and 0-2 now to Austin. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-1. Regal leading Meyer Grove. Colton Meyer's pitch up the middle. Fielded at short, kicked at short by Jared Klopak, and Campson will be safe. Put the glove down to try to field it and ended up kicking it out into right field.
I think the base runner there, I think if he'd have seen that, he could have turned and went to second on that one. But he was hustling down the line. Head down, not looking where the ball goes. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
They're giving air to Klopak over at short on the play. Austin Campson takes his lead, and here's Shane Rademacher taking a strike call, 0-1. Shane has hit the ball hard wherever he's put it today. He's 1-for-4 with a double here. And Rademacher will chop this one foul. Brandon Sawyer and Cole Meyer both following that ball down the first baseline, hoping it's going to go fair.
Sort of red, the graph, I think, kept that one fair. There was a lot of spin towards the infield.
Region 8C is off and going this afternoon over in Freeport, and no score with Avon and Lastrup. That in the bottom of the fourth inning. The first game of the day in Region 8C. Pitch high for a ball, and now 1-2 to Shane Rademacher.
It's the first time in the game that he didn't lead off an inning.
Shane Rademacher.
You are correct, Don.
Wow.
Mary
caught
that.
That's an interesting stat. Two outs, two strikes. Is the pitch missing outside? The lead by Campson at first. And the pitch bowled to the net by Shane Rademacher. 2-2 yet.
Jumping up on that bat a little bit here, I noticed. Now he went back down to the end.
12, two strikes to Shane Rademacher. Oh, Myers curveball. This has popped up. Brandon Sawyer giving chase, and that's going to hit top of the grandstand here. And the count stays 2-2. Kind of feel the heat of the afternoon starting to set in a little bit. We had a cool start to our morning today.
Feels good. Perfect day.
A glorious day. Lead by Campson at first. And the pitch by Colton Meyer goes right over the head of Brandon Sawyer. Doesn't even get close, and on the second goes Campson.
Wow. Boy, that ball carried him back off of the backstop here, though, didn't it? He actually threw down the second yet.
All right, Rademacher in the batter's box. The count full at 3-2. Bolton-Meyer's pitch. Foul to backstop, and the count stays 3-2.
Tell you what, he doesn't get cheated on his swings either.
No, he does not. One on, two outs. Colton Meyer again kicks and delivers, and Rademacher drives this to center field. This is going to go over Trevor Sawyer's head and bounce off the fence. Campson's going to score, and Shane Rademacher his second double of the day.
big insurance run there for the Regal Eagles here in the bottom of the eighth.
And that'll bring Jordan Beyer to the plate. Jordan Beyer so far today, 1-for-3. The pitcher called strike to Jordan. Had a base hit, a stolen base in his last time up in the seventh inning. Batting here in the eighth. Ooh, and that's going to hit Jordan Beyer. So he's going to go to first. That'll put runners on first and second. And now Brandon Sawyer comes out to talk with pitcher Colton Meyer, and Doug Meyer will come out of the mound, or come out to the mound, out of the dugout. Talking with Colton Meyer. Coming over to his pitcher, first baseman Kyle Marthaler. So runners at first and second for Regal, and here's Nathan Meyer. He got things going back in the first inning with a solo home run off of starter Matt Imdick. Colton Meyer came on here in the seventh inning in relief of Matt Imdick. Meyer's pitch to Meyer. Nathan Meyer drills this into left field. That's a base hit. Shane Rademacher is going to come across to score. The throw was late getting there. And an RBI single for Nathan Meyer. Nathan Meyer now with a 3-hit day.
Wow. Have himself one heck of a day here. He had a couple of balls, I think, too, that he blew out in two previous at-bats. I thought, you know, he just missed one of those, too.
And that'll bring Chris Beyer to the plate. Two runs here in the eighth. Curveball from Colton Meyer, a strike, and 0-1. Ready again. Colton Meyer looks back to second. Chris Beyer takes strike two, called, and 0-2. Big sweeping curveball. Balls, two strikes, two outs. Meyer loops this to center field. Trevor Sawyer has it measured, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Regal in the eighth. They come up with two runs, two hits. There was an error and two left on. After eight, it's Regal 5, Meyer Grove 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM. Here we go, top of the ninth inning in Painesville, Region 15C. And for the Regal Eagles, Don, we got a pitching change.
Yes, we do. Randy is to be the draftee from Norway Lake Sunburg, Jonah Johnson, right-handed pitcher, coming in on relief, Chris Beyer here in the ninth inning.
Okay, top of the order for Meyer Grove, Tanner Klopak, Trevor Sawyer, Colton Meyer, facing Jonah Johnson, the draftee from Norway Lake Sunburg. First pitch a strike, and Johnson's next pitch bouncing up to the plate, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. The count. Jonah Johnson delivers, pitches high and inside, and a count 2-1 now. Jonah Johnson takes the mound, Don. He pitches from the stretch right off the bat.
Yes, he does.
2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss by Klopak, strike two. 2-2.
Not necessarily meaning he's strictly relief pitcher. Maybe that's where he feels comfortable at.
Two outs, two strikes. Johnson's pitch, a little bit low for a ball. And now 3-2. Klopak. Ready at the plate, Johnson's pitch. Grounded to third. Nice backhand by Nathan Meyer across the diamond. And 5-3 on the putout of Tanner Klopak.
Nathan, he is on a mission over there at third base today. Got himself pumped up for that home run right away and been playing great baseball all day. Here's Trevor Sawyer. Trevor 0 for 3 so far today. Center fielder for Mark Grove. Takes the first pitch inside a ball, 1-0. One out of count. Jonah Johnson delivers, and there's a strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike to Trevor Sawyer. Johnson delivers a little bit high for a ball, and 2-1. Two on the count, Jonah Johnson delivers inside, and 3-1. Next game this afternoon, it'll be St. Martin, New London, Spicer. Pitch inside, ball 4, and Trevor Sawyer is going to draw a 1-0 walk. So a walk to Sawyer. Bring Colton Meyer to the plate. And the infield catcher out to have a talk with Jonah Johnson. Nathan comes in from first base, tells me, hey, man, we got a 4-run lead. Don't be walking anybody here. Give us a chance to play a little defense behind you, and we'll get you out of here.
Colton Meyer, 0-for-3 today. And the pitch to Myers high for a ball, 1-0. One oh the count. Jonah Johnson kicks and delivers. High again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Trevor Sawyer takes his lead, pitches low, and 3-0. So Jonah Johnson was able to get the first man here in the ninth inning. Since then, Trevor Sawyer has walked, and now danger of walking Colton Meyer, 3-0. Johnson's pitch, there's a strike, and 3-1. This is game number 2. We'll have 3 more ball games for you this Saturday afternoon and evening. Pitch inside, ball 4, and Colton Meyer's going to walk.
We're going to get a pitching change here.
Tim Beyer will hop out of the dugout, and looks like going out to center field for Regal number 9, Alex.
Oh, boy, how do you pronounce that name? Is that Wadnick?
Shane Rademacher will come in and pitch from center field. You bet. Wozniak?
Yep. Wozniak will go to center field.
So Shane Rademacher will come in here in the ninth inning and try to shut the door on the Meyer Grove Grovers. Hey, Region Baseball brought to you today by Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Gucci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Freeport State Bank, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, CenterCare, Painesville, CenterCare Health, Painesville, CHS of El Rosa, Whirlwind Steel Components, Greenwald Insurance, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Virgil's Big Arena, Painesville Mutual Insurance, bringing us baseball today. Trapper's Pub and Grub, also our Region 15C sponsor, and the Greenwald Pub. El Rosa, Grain and Feed. Grove Mutual Insurance. Pets Fork of Rural Spring Hill. Haynesville Chevrolet Buick, the State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Porta Grocery, and St. Martin. Hecker Feed Service of New Munich, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutter Excavating of Albany. New Munich Gas bringing us Region Baseball, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill in Richmond, Fire Grove Co-op and QPC Store, and Brinkie's Liquor of Richmond, our Region 15C sponsors. All right, Shane Rademacher has come on in relief of Jonah Johnson here in the ninth inning.
It's actually Austin Campson.
Oh, it is Austin Campson. Excuse me. Yeah, Austin Campson.
Alex Woznick, he went to center field to place, take over for Austin Campson in center. We got a pinch hitter here, number 15, Kurt Markdahler.
All right.
He'll be in for Alex Welly, I believe, right? In the lineup.
Markdahler wills a single up the middle, and Trevor Sawyer had a hold on to see if this was going to be caught, but Austin Campson greeted by a line drive single right up the middle, and the bases are loaded. So Markdahler hitting for Welly, and here comes Andrew Welly. Andrew Welly so far today, 0 for 2. The base is loaded. Austin Campson trying to shut it down here in the ninth inning. Base is loaded, one out. And Anthony Welly, a pop-up to right field, in to make the catch. Is Blake Karsh in the throw back into the infield, and Trevor Sawyer won't attempt to score. That throw came back in. They were giving up the run.
They were going to give him the run there. He stopped when he got to the grass and went back. I think he thought he was coming home with it. They wanted to keep everybody where they were.
So, now with two outs, here's Jaron Klopach. And the pitch, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded for Meyer Grove here in the top of the ninth inning. 5-1 our score. That pitch gets by the catcher, Dangerud, goes to the backstop. Now, in that situation, Don, and Sawyer scored earlier, the runners would have moved up to second and third.
Absolutely.
So 2-0 the count to Jaron Klopach. Here's Campson's pitch. Strike on the outside corner and 2-1.
Changes the whole perspective of this game. It'd be a 5-2 ball game with two runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
Tying run at the plate.
Jaron Klopach so far today, 1-for-3. That pitch hit Jaron Klopach. He's going to go to first. And it's going to score the second run for Meyer Grove today. Trevor Sawyer scores. And now 5-2. On to third base goes Colton Meyer. At second base, it's Markdahler. At first base, Jaron Klopach. And now Anthony Welly at the plate. And Anthony takes the called strike. 0-1. 5-2 our score here in the top of the ninth inning. Well, he'll pop this one up foul and out of play. And the count, 0-2.
Very interesting. Base in here makes things a little different.
Regal going with some relief pitching here in the ninth inning, and so far it has not been the most successful, as Campson will step off the pitching rubber. Chris Beyer pitched the first eight. Campson ready. Welly, the left-hander, in the batter's box. He's 0-for-3 today. And the pitch missing a little bit high.
I think he was trying to take one off the sleeve there.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes to Anthony Welly. Welly will chop this ball. Count stays 1-2. Two outs, the base is loaded for Meyer Grove. And the tying run over at first. Austin Campson ready. And Welly lays off that pitch on the outside part of the plate. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
The pitch to hit here at this count.
Here's Campson's pitch. Strike three called. He gets caught looking and leaves the bases loaded here in the ninth. Wow. For Meyer Grove in the ninth inning, they score one run on one hit. There were no errors, three left on. Your final score here this afternoon, Regal 5, Meyer Grove 2.